Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it could be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episodes, Foundations of Faith, Building Your Life on Obedience to God. And today's focus is obedience to God and to God's commands is crucial. In the relentless storms of life, where uncertainties whirl like fierce winds and trials pour down like torrential rains, the stability of our spiritual foundation is tested. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 25, Jesus presents a powerful metaphor for resilience through obedience, drawing a clear line between mere listeners of the word and those who act upon it. This obedience is more than a passive adherence. It's an active engagement that solidifies our spiritual edifice on the immovable rock of Christ's teachings. Today, we delve into the critical role of obedience, crafting a life that not only endures, but thrives amid adversity. Our springboard for today's discussion is Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 25. Everyone, then, who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. Now, this scripture underscores the profound difference between hearing and doing. Those who do God's commands are likened to a wise builder whose work withstands the harshest conditions. This analogy is a vivid illustration of how our spiritual lives can endure the unpredictable challenges of life. Obedience fortifies us, embedding our roots deep in the bedrock of divine truth and wisdom, ensuring that when the inevitable storms come, we stand firm. Let's do a multiple focus training. Number one, prioritize the word. Start with a commitment to daily scripture reading. Familiarity with God's word is essential, as obedience can only follow understanding. Number two is practical application. After reading scripture, ask yourself how you can apply what you have read to your daily life. Identify at least one actionable step each day. Number three, pray for insight. Ask God to reveal the significance of his commands in your life. Pray for the Holy Spirit to guide your understanding and strengthen your will to obey. Number four, reflect on your responses. Regularly reflect on how you can respond to God's directives, especially in challenging situations. Honesty in these reflections is crucial. Number five, seek accountability. Build relationships with fellow believers who will hold you accountable, encourage your progress, and offer godly counsel. Number six is share testimonies. Share stories of how obeying God has impacted your life. Testimonies can reinforce your commitment to obedience and encourage others. And number seven, commit to community. Actively look for opportunities to serve within your community. Service is a practical way to live out God's commands and demonstrate his love to others. In conclusion, the wise builder does not merely listen to good advice and admire it. He acts on it. Likewise, our obedience to God's commands must move beyond intellectual assets to dynamic action. This commitment to do what Christ commands embeds our lives in a foundation robust enough to withstand any storm. We build our lives on solid rock of obedience to God, and we find true stability, peace, and resilience. Call to action. This week, focus on one area of God's work that you have struggled with to obey fully. Determine practical steps to align your actions more closely with this command and implement them. Share your commitment with a friend or a mentor who can help you stay on course. Today's question of the day: what area of your life needs more stability that comes from obeying God's word? And what are you doing to fortify that area? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word that guides us, and your spirit that empowers us to obey. Help us to build our lives on the firm foundation of your commands. Give us the strength to withstand the storms of life, and let our obedience be a testimony to your wisdom and sovereignty. Keep us steadfast in your commitment to live out your teachings every day. In Jesus' name, amen. As we move forward, let us be builders of enduring faith. Lay each brick with obedience and sealing it with the trust in God's perfect wisdom. May our lives reflect the stability and strength that comes from living according to God's holy word.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.